Hello, I am Carla Dollar, and I am a student at Arizona State University. I have my bachelor's in history, and I have my bachelor's in religious studies. I am on the tail end of earning my master's in history. A few classes left, yay. And I'll say that probably one of the plus sides of the COVID pandemic has been that I was able to usher right into my master's program. But in the same vein, I also ended up with an anxiety attack, something I'd never experienced before, never had, but definitely as a result of the constant change and uncertainty that the pandemic brought on. And so it actually ended up pushing back earning my degree by a semester. So, anyways, I live in Northern California, Northeast California, in a small town called Susanville. And I wanted to share really my I guess hardest and then also biggest challenge that I felt during the pandemic. And that is I happen to be very involved in my community. I like to involve myself with anything that's pretty much theater based. I am the president of our local theater company called Best of Broadway, where every year we will perform kind of a Broadway review. We have so many different shows, and then we have a cast of about 120 people. So it's a really big deal. It takes about a year to plan. We spend a good 10 weeks in rehearsals and have quite a few choreographers and then a production team that helps. And it's all volunteer based, 100% volunteer based, which I just love about Best of Broadway. So when we were gearing up for our opening night in the middle of March 2020, ready to present some amazing shows like Hamilton and Waitress, and my personal favorite, Wizard of Oz, a show that I actually directed and had never directed before. Honestly, will never direct again, but it just happened to be a year of transition for us. And so I stepped in to kind of fill in some gaps there. And literally the day before opening night, our local public health shut us down. And we tried all sorts of different things to keep a show, and it didn't work out, and it was devastating. It was pretty much heart-wrenching to have to make that announcement via social media, and to deal with the heartache of our cast members. And it was also a huge financial loss for us. You know, we spend a lot of money in production, expecting that to be recouped through ticket sales, and then that didn't happen, and that didn't happen in 2020, and then it didn't happen in 2021. So we have definitely felt that. But yay, good news is we are in the process of putting on another show and plan to have another opening night in 2022. And the other biggest challenge that I did face, but it was a huge success, was I am a part of a fundraiser that's called Dancing for a Brand New Me. It brings about awareness to domestic violence in our community, and it's a huge fundraiser. The money that's raised goes to help pay for the mortgage of the shelter, the emergency sh shelter that we have. And this year, or I'm not this year, but in 2020, I was told that we probably wouldn't have a show, that we might have to do something live stream. The nature of the event is that it's choreographers that are partnered with stars, and they had been practicing and rehearsing already, but yet there was this really good possibility that we weren't going to be able to perform at all. And so I had to jump through some big hoops. I was partnered with the right people who helped me to make a proposal that I was able to present to public health. We ended up hosting this event at our local high school football stadium in the middle of October. It was freezing cold, but it was such a success. It ended up being the only performing arts event that had happened in our community in 2020, and we really just got lucky. The timing was so perfect because things had relaxed a little bit, but 2 weeks after our event was Halloween, and 2 weeks after that, everything shut down again. So, I was lucky, and that event raised over $25,000. So super excited about that. And we are gearing up for our next Dancing for a Brand New Me that's going to happen here in about 2 weeks. So overall, the pandemic has been really kind of life altering. It's been challenging, a lot of uncertainty from day to day, dealing with distance learning and dealing with, you know, kids on break and not knowing if they were going to come back to school. And then, like I mentioned, I had, you know, my own issue with a panic attack. So, but overall, I think that there's been some positives that's come out of it. And I know that I'm thankful for all that I've learned this last year.